Hey, Internet, this is Eric M. Hunter, and this is Hashtag Radio.
Hashtag Radio.
You are listening to the Thursday edition of Hashtag Radio. I am Eric M. Hunter. Hey, hey, ho, ho. How are we doing on this fine week? Today of recording is April 4th, 2019. And I'll admit up front that as of Saturday night, I was completely exposed of whatever virus that's going around up until about Wednesday morning. So I have literally done nothing since Sunday except for crawl up on the couch in a ball and cry like a child, which is something I normally do anyway, but it was a lot more heaving breaths, I guess, than normal. Deeper sighs. The sobbing's always there, though. The sobbing never stops. So, this is going to be another shorty, because I don't really have anything to talk about, really, other than... Oh, so, I guess I could talk about this. For those who may not know, there is a thing that goes on for the month of November called NaNoWriMo, which just basically stands for National Novel Writing Month. That was the program that I participated in of November of 2018, where basically you write every day for the 30 days of the month of November, and keeping to a certain word count, you can come up with 50,000 words, which is considered to be a quote-unquote book. So the past couple of episodes when I've been talking about, I've been working on my book. That's the book that I wrote back in November. Anyway, so for the month of April, and I want to say it goes through the whole month of April. It's not like a continuous thing. They're doing a thing called Camp NaNoWriMo, which is kind of the same idea, except for it's a lot less structured in terms of goals. Let me take that back. It is structured. There are goals. It doesn't feel like, but you set your own goal. That's what it is. So in November, it's 50,000 words. That gives you a book. Here it's like however many words you want to write for the month, or number of pages or number of lines or something like that. Scenes, I think, is another one. You don't have to work just on a fiction / nonfiction book. There's spots if you're just regular doing editing, or if you're working on short stories or anything like that. So I guess it's more freeing. I don't know. We're just writing. So I signed up for that. I was a couple of days late. My goal was to do about 500 words a day, which roughly comes out to like 2,700 words, 27,000 words for the month. I came up with an idea as I was putting my kid to bed. He's 2.5, so he's at that stage where he can go to bed on his own, but he either wants his mommy to lay with him, or I like sit on the end of the bed with him until he falls asleep, which basically just gives me a chance to listen to podcasts or read a book or do something like that. So it's a good 30 minutes of, I guess, quote unquote, free time that I get when I'm putting him down to sleep. And not to get too weird with this. So like the way his room's set up is his bed runs alongside one wall, and at the foot of the bed, we have an outlet with a light on it that works when you turn the light on and off. So if the light's on, the light turns off. The nightlight turns off. You turn the light off, the nightlight turns on. So it's a very small light. It's a small light bulb. It was supposed to be enough that, like, if he has a nightmare or something happens, like, he can find the door and then get to us, which we're just right across the hallway. So anyway, the way that I was sitting on the bed, my shadow was casted up on the wall. And if you know anything about shadows, which I'm sure you do, the shadow was huge. It was like, four times bigger than I was. And I could still kind of see like a very faint outline of my son's body as he was sleeping on the bed. And I got this strange sense of like, I am this protector. I'm this giant that's protecting this very little thing. So then I started like playing with that in my head, and I came up with an idea of a giant bear-like creature that's some 20 feet up in the air. He's blue fur, has a stark, flat, white face with beady little eyes and a really thin mouth. And he doesn't talk, so he grunts and moans and hmms. to kind of get his point across. And he's protecting this child, which I want to say in my head is probably somewhere in the neighborhood of 9 to 10 years old. And he is a quote unquote guardian, which is just, I don't know. I haven't got that far with it yet. So anyway, the two of these, this pair kind of roam about, and the world that they are in is this weird, fantastical, but has parts of like a modern day in it, like buildings and structures and that stuff. But they appear to be the only two there except for wildlife and birds and trees and stuff like that. So as the story goes along, what I'm planning on doing is trying to figure out a way to, oh man, should I spoil this? I don't know if I should spoil this because I think it's a pretty good idea and I'm planning on finishing it. I don't know if how far I'll get in terms of like publishing it, or if anything, I'll probably just throw it up online, but I don't want to spoil it, 'cause I think it's, I'm not going to spoil it. So if you want to like DM me on Twitter at Eric Connor and you want to know how it goes, let me, I'll be happy to tell you there. But if for whatever reason we're 15 years into the future and like my kids are listening to this and they haven't read the story yet, then I don't want to be a spoiler. So I'm going to let it slide. I just think, but it's a really cool idea. It reminds me of a video game for the PlayStation 4. After I thought of everything, it reminded me of that video game, for those who may know what I'm talking about. It's a similar idea. So, I don't know. Iron Giant, if you've seen that movie by Brad Bird, that was his first like writer and directorial debut. It's a lot like that. It's about like just a giant creature that could destroy anything and a small child and the adventure they go on. So I'm sure you can assume where the story goes. That's what I'll say. But again, if you want to know how I plan on doing it, then just DM me on Twitter. I don't mind telling. I can't think of any other way to end it. So, but yeah, other than that, I mean, I'll leave links for all that stuff below. So if you want to check out Camp NaNoWriMo, maybe we can get thrown into the same cabin. That's right. They got virtual cabins. So they like group you with a bunch of people who are working on similar projects and you can kind of beat off each other. So, wow, that's bounce ideas off each other, not beat off each other. There's a soundbite for you. But yeah, other than that, I'm going to cut this one short. Hopefully I'll have more on Sunday. I'm sure I will. But I thought maybe we'd get back into Compute's guide to Nintendo games and pick out another game to review. And the one that just kind of thumbed through came to was POW for the NES. I was going to say what it was, but we're going to review what it is. So, classifications arcade. Players is one, so that's unfortunate. Controller standard. I'm guessing now, I probably said this the last time, but I guess the standard controller could be the light gun too. I don't know. Or wouldn't be standard, it'd be a light gun instead. Pause, yes. Still a big fan of that one. Restart from last level. Yes. Manufacturers, SNK Corporation of America. Again, of America. I don't think SNK had anything in America, so I don't know where the of America comes from. Retail price was $45.95. So this book came out in what, I think it was like 93. So you'd adjust for inflation. 89 is when this book came out. Good grief. Why did I say 93? That's when the Super Nintendo came out. I'm stupid. Ratings. Instructions got a 10. Again, I love the fact that they rate the instruction manual. God, that's so good. Features is a 9. Graphics are a 9. Sounds a 10. Challenge is a 10. And the play value is 9.6. That sounds like Super Mario Brothers 2. Isn't that what they're... No. Oh, my goodness. So, POW beat out pretty much top to bottom of Super Mario Brothers 2. Like, the play value on Super Mario Brothers 2 is only a 9.4. POW is a 9.6. I don't know. Maybe I need to play POW again? Here's the review. And remember, it's not like a, here's how good the game is. This is just a, this is what the game's about. Which is still funny. Your code name is Bart. As a member of the American Special Forces, your assignment is to allow yourself to be taken prisoner by GOON. What stands for Government of Offensive Network. Government of Offensive Network. Since you're there, POW camp, you must escape and do whatever you can to break up this international smuggling ring they've formed. Do it fast before the world economy collapses. Yeah, because that's what they're worried about, is the world economy, not the U.S. economy. Bart is uniquely qualified for this mission. He is an expert in hand-to-hand combat and has more than a passing familiarity with most weapons, which he'll find scattered throughout the game. Nice little hint there. The game is divided into four large areas: the prison camp, the industrial area, the jungle, and enemy headquarters. In each, you'll find dozens of guards and commandos, so armed, some not. You can borrow the weapons from some of them if you don't hit them too hard. There's a little another one. POW has much the same look and feel as Double Dragon. If you like Double Dragon, you'll like POW too. Now, I'll admit that I'm sure I've played POW. I remember the... wait. Yeah, it's kind of like a black label and then just big white letters as POW. There's something else on it, but I think I'm getting that confused with the Platoon game, which was like a guy with his dog tags that said Platoon on it. Anyway, is it like Double Dragon? I'm going to go with no. I'm going to look. I'm going to try playing this game before Sunday. I'm going to give you a quick review, but I'm going to go with no. I'm pretty sure it's not. God, is it as good as Super Mario Brothers 2? No, I could tell you right now the answer is no. There is no way that POW is better than Super Mario Brothers 2. That's ridiculous. So, okay, I mean, that's pretty much all I got for the Thursday edition of Hashtag Radio. So thank you for listening. Of course, you can always follow me on Twitter at Eric Hunter. If you want to talk, you got questions. I was going to set up like a Ask Me Questions Anonymously thing. Maybe do that on Sundays. I haven't done that yet. Maybe I should do that before then. That's probably what I'll do. But no, you can always just hit me up on Twitter. I'm doing stuff over at ericmhunter.net, so check that out. And until then, thank you for listening to Hashtag Radio. Hashtag out!